Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. A little later this hour, Harvard Medical School researchers are exploring an idea once considered preposterous, that a placebo given deliberately might actually cure people.
Also, we'll talk to residents up in Maine who are worried about proposed cuts to federal home heating assistance.
But first today, there's that saying about knowing you're out ahead based on all the arrows in your back. Well, Newt Gingrich continues to lead GOP presidential contenders in national polls. So that drew this latest attack ad, fired off this week by Texas Congressman Ron Paul.
Newt Gingrich was a career politician selling access here in Washington, D.C.
84 ethics complaints while he was speaker, driven out of the speakership in disgrace.
But will such attacks work in New Hampshire? Maybe. Gingrich is polling second in the Granite State behind Mitt Romney. Ron Paul pulls up in third place, but Paul is gaining ground among likely New Hampshire voters in recent weeks. And as WBUR's Fred Tice reports in the latest in our series, New Hampshire Primary 101, Ron Paul is also drawing bigger crowds.
Ron Paul is still in third place in New Hampshire, behind former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. But he is surging, and he's drawing more people to his events. Last month, when I saw him in Rochester, he attracted about 80 people. Last night, in the Peterborough townhouse, about 120 people showed up.
Honestly, 120 is a pretty small crowd for Ron Paul.
Mike Dennehy knows something about gathering crowds in New Hampshire. He's the architect of John McCain's two successful New Hampshire campaigns.
He's typically getting 200 to 300 in other areas of the state.
Almost all of the people in the Peterborough townhouse were like independent voter Tom O'Malley, who thought Paul would probably not take New Hampshire.
I would think he'd probably be in maybe in second or third place out here. You know, with all the money that's being spent by Romney and Gingrich, I'm sure that he won't do as well as I'd like to see him do.
So even if Ron Paul's supporters don't think he can win New Hampshire, what's his impact on the race? I came up here to find out if Paul is drawing people away from either Romney or Gingrich, but I can't get any sense of that from the crowd in Peterborough. No one here is trying to decide between Paul and another candidate. At the campaign events of other candidates, like Romney or Gingrich, it's easy to find people who are trying to figure out who they're going to vote for. But at the Ron Paul event, everyone I talk to is a dedicated Paul supporter. Contractor and young dad Brandon Sepala, wearing a Ron Paul for President, Defender of the Constitution sweatshirt, hasn't considered another candidate.
He's just an honest man, and that's pretty rare.
The people in the room like that Ron Paul gives straight answers, that unlike Mitt Romney, he doesn't have a history of tailoring his answers to his audience. And University of New Hampshire political science professor Dante Scala says Paul's brand of straight talk is appealing to voters across New Hampshire.
Ron Paul, for this generation of young conservatives, is seen as that maverick Republican who sticks to his principles.
Paul talks about one of those principles, self-reliance, at the Peterborough townhouse.
How do we get people to realize they can't live beyond their means? Well, if we didn't have bailouts and we didn't have a dependency on government, if we didn't have welfare for the rich and food stamp for the poor, and they always knew government was there to take care of them, they would be a lot more cautious.
You'd expect this pitch to be a hit with Republicans, but the room in Peterborough is full of independent voters.
Ron Paul does better or is seen more favorably among independents than he is among Republicans.
The University of New Hampshire's Dante Scala says those independent voters are the same voters former Utah Governor John Huntsman and Romney are courting. Republican political consultant Mike Dennehy agrees.
Independent voters seem to be moving more towards Ron Paul and less towards John Huntsman.
Dante Scala argues that what hurts Huntsman helps Romney.
So to the extent that Ron Paul holds John Huntsman back, I think that tends to help Mitt Romney.
But Mike Dennehy points out that Romney, too, is trying to woo independent voters. And so he thinks Romney is also hurt by the rise of Paul. And if Romney's hurt, that could help his current main rival, Gingrich. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
A Up next, is there power in nothing? Two Boston medical teams have joined forces to study the power in the placebo effect. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.